The story of why I cut my hair super short. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow, where I share my life experience. Well, this one's my life experience, and you get to learn from it or completely ignore it if it's really that boring. And it's totally okay for you. Yay! And I'm giddy this time too. This video I'm going to be sharing, this is a video, so if you're listening on podcast, do head over for the video. Spotify has the video too, so yay! I'm showing my hair, that's why, and you'll see the different stages. So a year ago, I chose to cut my hair super short, and that video will start with that segment. So me talking about pre-cutting my hair, and all the reason behind it. And then it shows me with my super short hair. If you've been following me on socials, you will have noticed it. And some of you have been asking questions, why'd you cut your hair? Because it was super short. And then it'll follow with the after, which is a year after me cutting my hair. As I'm recording this, we're at the 1st of Jan 2024. So technically it's a year and a day. And yeah, so enjoy the video. Right now I have mid neck hair length, and I cut it short about 2 weeks ago. This is a progression because I've been wanting to go to the hairdresser to get a pixie cut for over a month. This was following a conversation with a new acquaintance, and she's, I can't remember the name, but she's got autoimmune disease where you lose all your hair. And she was saying that for the first, at the beginning when that happened, because she used to have very long hair, she wanted for herself to feel comfortable, at ease, without any more hair on her head. And it made sense to me. I'm not talking about going bald, no. I'm talking about something else. But yeah, so I wanted to... I've had grey hair. Some grey hair. Tiny amount of it. Since I've been 20, 21, now 34. And used to pluck them when I was younger, because it was only like 2 or 3, so it was easy enough, and they were always in the same location. And then throughout that I grew older, I had times where I would dye my whole head, and I had times where I wouldn't. Actually about 2019, we're in 2023, I didn't dye them for a while, and I started redyeing them. No, actually it was before, so a few years before 2019, because I had about this length as well, and it was completely natural. And in summer 2020, I started redyeing them again. And then summer 2020, I left an 11-year relationship. COVID was happening. Family things were going on. And started getting a lot more gray hair. and I've been dyeing them ever since. And I've especially got like a patch right here. You can't see it. I don't think you'll be able to see it in the video. But... I haven't been comfortable with it. It hasn't been something, I haven't been comfortable with it. And talking with the woman, something made sense. I've been on a whole journey to accept my body as it is, and whatever shape you have, whatever shape you have, there's always something that you'd wish was different. Oh, I'll talk for myself. There's always something that I wish was different. Whether it's from social conditioning, the people around you, what people are expected of you, there's always something. In my family, luckily women, men too, age quite well. and my grandmother and my mom, my sister, we've dyed our hair quite... It's been like something openly talked about, the fact that we dye our hair. It's nothing new. either for physical preference aspects or just to have fun. I mean, I've been blonde, I've been redhead, I've had short hair, had long hair, I've had like a whole white spectrum, fun with it. But for me, dyeing my hair meant also hiding the gray because I wasn't comfortable showing it. And it's something that I do want to be comfortable with. Shit, I didn't expect this. To be able to love every single part of me and not wanting to hide anything. What the woman did say was that she was okay wearing headgear and things once she accepted herself as she was her new self. But she knew that she had to go through that phase to accept it before she hid it. If not, she would never accept it. And that's one thing that I've realized is never accepting it. I have an appointment in about an hour to get my shirt pixie cut short. This is scaring the shit out of me. Because you're gonna see it a lot more. I mean, here you see it when I tie it up and things like that, but it's not. I'm sure it's mostly in my head rather than anything else. Oh my gosh. Didn't think I'd feel like this. So yes, I have told myself about a month ago that I wanted to remove all my dyed hair. So right now, I don't think you can see it. Oh yeah, there's different colors here. You can see it. So this is natural, and then it's been dyed. So it's gonna be pixie cut, and natural. And I wanna go, I told myself I would go for a year of all natural hair to accept it, and then see what I want to do with it afterwards. I don't have a problem with dyeing it or keeping natural, but a little self experience on self love and acceptance. Drastic, yes. Hair grows back. I mean, seriously, if I'm really that scared of it, but would go completely against the concept, I can always dye it. And the pixie cut doesn't scare me. Actually, the pixie cut doesn't scare me as much as showing my gray hair, which is. So yeah, but yeah, this is personal self-development work. That's what it is. That this is an exercise. It's pushing me out of my comfort zone. I kind of like actually a pixie cut. Another thing that I've been struggling with, which I whatevs, but I'll say it. There's this thing where women are more sensual and feminine with longer hair. And I've had this conversation when I've had short hair before, men saying they prefer when there's a flow in women's hair. And so I've been hesitant in cutting my hair for the fear of being less attractive to men. I mean, that's relatable or not. I have no clue. But there is this concept, and I've noticed this. So for example, in any of the romantic comedies on films, in series, most women characters have longish hair. And I have been told also for acting that I should let my hair grow out because I would be more horrible. I mean, this is ingrained in my head. And I remember the last time, it was 15 years ago, where I cut. It wasn't as short as what I'm going to do. But yeah, people going like, what are you doing? It's just, I haven't told most people. My grandmother knows. Some people know I want to. But that's about it. They'll know afterwards. But there's so much stigma, and this is what, like I said, I'm working on. This is self-development work where it is unpiecing things that I have holding true into my mind and seeing what's true and what's not. It's scary. Like, I am not lying, it is scary. Thought about this for a while. It is uncomfortable. so, so uncomfortable in what I'm doing and saying. The thing is, like I said, hair grows back, comes back, takes time, but it grows back. And, well, if I really don't like it, I can always dye it. And who cares? It's just hair. I mean, really what I'm working with is my mindset. This is what's scaring me to the boat. It's what I'm thinking, the values I'm holding onto this rather than anything else. The hair itself is just a materialistic something that you can use. It's fun, you can play with it, you can, you know, change color, you can tie it differently, you can make yourself look different. It's like an accessory. What really I'm working with is the mindset. And actually doing this little video. I was gonna do it anyways, the before and after, and sharing why I'm doing this. But I didn't realize how much I was holding on to it. This morning when I went to book my appointment, I walked in and she was like, oh, have you done this before? I was like, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, pixie, there's different types of pixie. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want it like short pixie, like 1 or 2 cm left on my head. and I do have like my logical brain going, what the hell are you doing? And that's not gonna go away until I take the action, go and do it. And then I'm gonna be smiling with my new hairstyle and going, yeah. And then just accepting it. Because once things are done, the apprehension leading to the action is always a lot more than what you actually go through when you take the action. Anything else, if you go back in time and you look at an action, something you need to take action, and you procrastinated, you thought about yourself, you doubted, you just anything else, that period beforehand is always worse than when you take the action. And then you live with it. Like, as humans, we are, what's the word? Not survival, not resistant. We figure things out. We do. I mean, I know you do. When you're placed in a situation and you've got to figure something out, you do. When there's nothing else, you figure it out. It's the apprehension and the not wanting to have to figure it out because we're so scared of things that might never happen. Just like, duh. yeah. I'm looking forward to this. And this is very therapeutic too. I don't know. Talking to yourself out loud. Well, I'm not talking to myself. I'm actually talking to you right now. I'm sharing this to you. Because something that I've learned. If I'm thinking something, I know somebody out there is having that same thoughts at some time. Because most of our thoughts are not individuals, are not unique. They're from societies, they're from norms, from things around, and therefore if I have it, I know somebody else out there has it. So if that's you, by the way, send me a message. I'm at Tara Barrow, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T, on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. But yeah, send me a message and let me know what you're working on. Because I'm interested, and I can tell you, you're not alone. You are not alone. And you're totally worthy to go after what you want, by the way, too. That is like totally true. I'm kind of giddy. Totally giddy. Hey there. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, it's all gone. I'm playing with it. It's been, what, 20 minutes? Yeah. I like it. It's funny, when I arrived at the hairdresser, so when I booked the appointment, she was like, you sure what you want? And I showed the pictures, and I said, like, yeah, pixie short, super short. And when I came back this afternoon, she was asking me, you sure? Huh? And then she was like, yeah, she washed my hair. And then she was holding my hair, but like, it was like this long. And she was like, ah, okay, we're ready. And I was like, yeah, what do you mean? That's because she was cutting a little bit longer. It's like, longer than I want. She goes, okay, yeah. And she started cutting. And it feels good. It actually feels I don't know. I felt like it felt, I wouldn't feel, I don't know. I feel like I have more hair than I thought I did. It's a weird thing, but here we go. It's all gone. And it actually is less noticeable than I thought it was. You can see it, my gray hair. But you don't, I don't, yeah. It's actually, I'm happy I did this. It's, well, it's gonna take a day or two to get used to it, and then I'm just gonna forget about it. It's like, every time I've had a new haircut, that's very different. It's always the way I feel, so I know that. And, yeah, it doesn't move anymore, it's weird. It's funny. I'm gonna be having fun with it. Yeah. Anyways. Yay! Just like you, I watched the two videos that I recorded before recording this bit. And what a year it has been. My takeaways from this experiment is that, first of all, my gray hair don't control how I feel internally. And I'm way more powerful than that. And actually, they're very cool. I've embraced them completely and actually like them. And I don't try to part my hair a certain way to hide them anymore. Also, the men who like you really don't care about your hair. I mean, that's like, feels very superficial to say. But, or at least they haven't come across my path to say anything, which is great. But yeah, I didn't notice. The attraction didn't fade away. And that is just a confidence boost on itself. Yeah, that whole fear of not being liked or attractive or loved because I had short hair is gone. And I saved a lot of time, a little bit of money because I don't buy hair dye. I didn't go to hairdressers to get my hair dyed. I dyed it myself, so just a little box. But it was about 8 to 10 euros every 6 weeks. So yeah, didn't spend that this year. And then, therefore, I also didn't spend the time either, which is about 45 minutes to an hour, times 8. Yeah, and I really embraced myself how I am. I mean, the whole year has been an embracing of myself thanks to the coaching that I've gone through. And where I am today, I would never change. Like, I did not expect. I had no idea where I was going to be at the end of the year, especially to the program. But yeah, hair plus program plus like working on myself plus loving myself and just being totally okay with how I am is just wow. Hardships I had with my hair, short hair. When you get out of bed with very, very short hair, they go like this. And so it's just like taming them down every single morning. But I do that with water and it was very easy. My neck got cold. I mean, that's just a short hair thing. Men can tell you that. Or women with short hair. What else? I mean, I didn't really find any particular thing. Oh, short hair and windy cities? Great. You don't have to worry about it. Amazing. I'm in a place where I could get a lot of wind. And it's great having short hair because this is less. And, I mean, I've learned to take the whole year as a blessing. I'm going to be doing another episode on the whole year of transformation. It's not going to be on this episode. But yeah, so this is a wrap up of like me having short hair. And oh yeah, when people ask me why I cut my hair and I told them, I was like, where's your gray hair? And I was like, oh, I can see it is here. So I notice it way more than people around me. Like people around me probably look at me and never see it. Unless they actually look above me, but considering that I'm tall, there's not a lot of them who do that. Woo! Unless I'm sitting down. Anyway, so, experiment, yay! And yeah, that's it. That's a wrap. That's an incredible year. Gave my conclusion, and I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. So. If you've taken away anything from this episode, do let me know. You can find me on LinkedIn at Tara Barrow or on Instagram at Tara Barrow as well. TARABAROT. And I'd love to hear your feedback, takeaways. Or if you've lived something similar to or going through something where you're working on accepting yourself on a physical, external basis. And you like to play a little experiment too. And you don't have to share it with other people if you don't want to. But And yeah, thanks for watching. Happy New Year 2024. As I'm recording this, we're the 1st of Jan 2024. And may you have an awesome year. May you have a truly awesome, kick-ass year. All right. Love you, beautiful soul. Stay awesome, as you already are. Bye.